I'm joined by K's head coach Stuart McIntyre after this afternoon's 2-1 defeat at the neutral venue against Fleet Town. Stuart, we lost 2-1. Was that a fair result, do you think?
No, I don't think so. I'm not sure if we deserved to win, to be honest. I don't think we did quite enough. But I don't think we deserve to lose. You know, they've had two chances in the second half, and two chances or something like that in the first half. We're creating good chances, but I think we have to. I've asked players in the dressing room why, around about 30 minutes into the game, we seem to drop the tempo. You know, it's not fitness, because we can raise it again when I give them a bollocking, if you like. I just want them to go on and win games, and, you know, win them up early in the game, and we should put the pressure on. We should really get at them. I'm really disappointed. I'm disappointed for the club, the supporters. I'm disappointed for most of the players, but one or two players let us down badly today. Just before they scored, we had the ball on the edge of in their box, and we had people pulling out of tackles, with people not showing the commitment that's needed. If we're going to win the league, or anything like it, you know, promotion via the playoffs, whatever it may be, we need more commitment. You know, we need people who are prepared to get hurt for the cause. I saw that lacking today, and it's all very well running up people and beating them, but if there's no end product, or there's no real commitment, or no real win-to-win for the team, then that won't be good enough.
It was played at Hampton today, apparently due to their chairman's religious beliefs. How much impact did the change of venue have?
I think it probably did have a little bit of an impact, but it's a good surface here. It's a nice club. We had virtually the same crowd, so the impact on the game was probably fairly minimal. You know, at King's Meadow last year, they ran us ragged, beat us 3-1. Could have been more. This year they've been running teams ragged. They didn't run us ragged today. They played well, they've got a good side, they've got good young players, but I thought we more than matched them in most areas. But you got to score goals, you got to take the chances when you create them.
We've shown in the last two league games that we can compete with the top sides, but perhaps not quite enough to beat them. Using last week's game at Dover and again against Fleet today, have you revised your opinion on how good the squad is?
Still think I need a goal scorer. Still think I need a general, if you like, someone who really, really controls the game. They're not easy to find, but they're the two areas that I'm still looking at strengthening. And I personally still think there's quite a bit more to come from the players in the squad. So I agree with your comment. I think we have shown we're up there and we're not far away. But for me, that's a winnable game today, and just that one or two bits that need to be added. Daniel Morris, I keep saying it week in, week out, he's going to be a regular goal scorer. He went on, he did well today. He's still not as fit as he can be, because he didn't do much pre-season, then he got a little injury and we had to leave him out and rest him, and then he came back and then he's had another sort of couple of half games or third of a game, whatever. The best is still to come from him, that's for sure. Maz looked tired today after an hour. I thought about taking him off, but he's got that bit of magic from a dead ball, so left him on. But it just didn't quite happen for us today. And I believe that you make it happen. You know, it doesn't just come along and get you. You have to drive. You have to have that power. And I think there was just a little bit lacking today.
You say a goal scorer, James Rose, was missing again today. He was on the bench last week at Dover, but he didn't feature in the squad either Tuesday or today. What's the story behind that?
James has an injury at the back of his knee. It's not an injury that's been assessed by our medical people. It's an injury that he has told me he's got, and he's unhappy being on the bench. He wants discussions this week, so we'll have these discussions and see where it goes.
Dean Lodge and Maz both played today. Some might describe them as luxury players. Do you think there's room in the side for both of them?
Probably not, after today. I think Maz has been doing quite well in an advanced role, but when you move him back to midfield, he kind of goes missing. Dean is exciting if you're happy watching people go past, but I've asked him, what are we getting from it? You know, we need an end product. We need goals, or we need balls laid on a plate that create goals. So, no, I'm probably thinking you know, we need someone very energetic, but not necessarily quite so skillful, but who gives us an end product. You know, I'm famous for when I was a manager at Bromley, I let Kurt Watts go. Kurt was a left winger, very talented, very similar in style to Glenn Boosey. And the fans weren't very happy, but we didn't concede a goal in the next 10 games because we didn't lose the ball. Bottom line is, if you keep the ball, they don't score. We give the ball up cheaply in the final third. I feel we give the ball up cheaply in the final third by some players who you might consider as very talented. You know? But the game of football's, it's not all about beating people and then losing it. It's about keeping the ball and putting the ball in the net. So they will understand how I want the game played, or they leave me in the situation when I've got decisions I have to make.
How disappointing was it today, and how much does it show we miss Julian Sills, that both the goals Fleet scored were when K's were attacking, we got hit on the counter break?
I think we probably do miss Julian, but I don't think the goals were conceded because Julian wasn't playing. I think the goals are conceded because we don't work hard enough at marking. You know, we think we're the guy 5 yards away from us is being marked, and he's not. And I've said to the players that, you know, there's one man spare, you've got three, just deal with it. You know, don't let the ball get past you. If you don't let the ball get past you, you force them away. But we let crosses in, we let people run off us, we let people run from deep. And I don't know if they're just excuses, or if genuinely that's where a player is better than us. But I think at set plays, when you're attacking forward, there's a job for someone to do all over the park. And for us to concede last week at Dover, two today, three of the last four goals that we've conceded have been when we've been up here. I think it's because people are loose. You know, they think because the game's away up there that they don't have to be sharp, and by the time they react, it's too late. So something for the training pitch, so we have to work at it.
Looking ahead to the game on Tuesday, injuries permitting, how many changes are you going to make?
I think the starting 11 today took the game to them, and I'll have to think about it between now and Tuesday, but maybe away at Whiteleaf we can go with that same formation. I don't know, maybe one change, but certainly won't be lots of changes. You know, we've competed well today, and we're looking to create, you know, a good squad, but a starting 11 that, you know, you've got to be on your game to be in. So I'm not going to make wholesale changes or anything like that. You know, I think a second goal today, we win the game. Confident we would have, but we didn't get it.